Hello, Steve here with the Pemberley Boo. We've got a correction, which I'm sure a few of you may have spotted. We sort of left it in there, didn't we, Pilar? To see if we could catch them out. No. Okay. Yes, it's an error. It's what we call here in the trade an error. an unidentified error, which has since been discovered and brought to our attention. Well, we are concluding in this particular audio boo, chapter 3, okay? So we will now finish chapter 3. I've got to find the, here we go, okay? The problem was we've literally got the final paragraph to do. The problem was the previous one. Unfortunately, such a happy state of tranquility could not be maintained for long, as she was soon attacked by Kitty's violent coughs. After a few affectionate motherly threats, yes, of course, I think I said treats, didn't I, Pilar? Yes, oh well, these things happen. Of sending Kitty away to live with the gypsies, her nerves were sufficiently calmed. Kitty, on the other hand, was left feeling alone. She would have turned to laugh with her best friend and sister, Lydia, at their dear mother. It was moments like these when Kitty missed Lydia most. Mary was all well and good to have when she needed someone to talk to, and on most days she was the only person to talk to in the once-loud home. From having four sisters to only having one at home, Kitty was thankful for Mary, yet it always came to the same thing. She was not Lydia. That's the end of chapter 3 there. We have a lot of chapters to catch up on here. We are going as fast as we possibly can, aren't we, Pilar? Yes, we are. So chapter 4 will begin later on, tomorrow. We've had a bit of a busy week at the uni and everything. Speaking of the uni, I may have mentioned once or twice that I am teaching at the local university here, the UCLM, University of Castilla-La Mancha. And I thought it might be quite nice if we can sort of do something as part of one of my classes. So suggestions can be sent in on how, I've got a few ideas already, how we can put, if with permission, obviously, the Austin Project into our lesson plans for a few sessions or something. I was thinking of in the future or something, if people are tweeting as we do the class, then we can, in the class, we can sort of get the internet and we can sort of listen in or you know, we can sort of follow what's going on in that sort of space. That's one thing we could do. Another would be to get some of our students to read out some of these chapters. Got a few other suggestions as well. But any ideas you have on how we can sort of incorporate this project into some of my classes here at the university, please let me know. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com.